I've never had a problem with my phone before. No, she's not going to answer. Hello, Kay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How are you doing? It's Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell. I don't know if you remember me. Basically, after what we went through and everything I went through with going through all the trying to claim for the insurance and DAC Beechcroft treating me the way they did, I've rebuilt everything, and I was showing you before that I was building my claim in my website. Before, when I was showing you, I was just filing everything because of where Renfrew Council wasn't stopping my neighbours from attacking. In case one of them killed me, I wanted to leave enough evidence for my family. So I was just collecting evidence and not really organising it. Now I've rebuilt a new section in the website. I don't know if you're aware of that. And
Mr. Cordell, I need to stop you there. You should have received something from the council to say that you can only contact a designated person.
That was a long time ago, and I appealed the decision. I appealed that decision. I appealed the decision, and Jeremy Chambers, who knew what he was doing, knew I had the evidence, which is what I was trying to show you for my claim was for. So when they said, oh, I'm not allowed to phone, everything's being recorded, yeah, that I've had, even this conversation is. So I phoned them and said, well, I've got the evidence that you're lying and that I wasn't fictitious. I want to appeal the decision. I've got all the emails for the appeal. Jeremy Chambers would not write back to me and accept my legal right to appeal. So you barred me. It's been over a year now. Yeah, it's been 2 years since I was barred from. I was barred in the 19th of the 1st, yeah? The bar was only for 1 year till 2020, yeah? So why haven't you unbarred my phone so I can phone you? Why didn't you give me the right to appeal? I just want to make you aware, my paperwork's ready to go to the High Court now, yeah? And I'm telling you, I'm going to not... It's going to the High Court in a minute. It's going to the High Courts here in a minute, yeah? And I'm pushing it out public, and I'm pushing it out as well, what yous have done to me, yeah? I've got everything that yous have done, everything recorded. Go to the website Horrific Corruption and click on Test Server, Server Test, and you see a complete... you've acted with incompetency. You've acted with incompetency. The way that you have managed things, and for the pay salary that you accept, that you take home at the end of the month, and for the people that you're supposed to be protecting, you should be. Listen to me. I'm not happy with the way that you have dealt with things formally. I'm not happy with the way that you've undermined me throughout all of this. The way that you've accepted any receipt of any of my information, or the way that you have done a fair investigation into anything. You have not even passed nothing on that I've recorded that I've been informing you all the way through to the full departments or to the relevant departments so they can. You have just sidestepped absolutely everything that you are supposed to be doing, and it is unfair the way that you have treated me, yeah? And I think that any court will accept that. In every recording that I've got, how many recordings I've got of you, yeah? And there ain't a conversation we've had that is not recorded and not being transcribed, yeah? You sound absolutely terrible for the way that you have, and the position that you have left me in, and for the welfare of my life and the way that you have treated me, especially knowing that your colleagues were trying to label me with a mental health illness, and that I'm supposedly, in your eyes and their eyes, a vulnerable person. The way that you have managed this is unacceptable. It's intolerable. Do you know, I'm telling you, I'm going to get reprimanded. I will never stop working on this case, and I will never not stop pursuing what you have done and the rest of it, yeah? I'm giving you a fair opportunity now. I'm telling you where the evidence is laid and my case is filed. Yeah, it's within the constraints of the law. It's within the constraints. You ain't insured. You ain't even insured. You back my claim. You ain't even insured. Your insurance policy don't even cover you for criminal actions. Your staff have to do so. How are you passing the insurance policies? No, no, I'm saying that I want to make a criminal allegation. You're the insurance holder. Now you're passing me on to civil case people like DAC. I'm waiting to make a criminal case against you, not yet. I'm providing you with evidence, and you are undermining your job. What you are set out to do, yeah, I'll think very carefully, and I'll go and speak to your solicitors in regards to the way that you are treating me, and explain to them the way that I'm not accepting that I'm not being boycotted by you, not yeah? Yeah, for what you have done. I've spent 3 years of my life rebuilding everything you have done in hardcore evidence, yeah? What I can prove Lemmy and Dawn Allen and all of the teams in there have done, including Jeremy Chambers, if you go to my website and look at that, look at the server test, and then look at the brand new, the whole thing has been built dedicated for you, yeah? All my diaries in there, in flip books, PDF, all searchable. If you want to go and write your name in my diary in the years that we've dealt with each other, just write your name and it'll flip you to the pages where you're involved. Do you know how hot you used it all are for what you've all done? I'll start to act and treat me with some respect so that I can. No, you have not. Otherwise, you would have done your job and I would have been. Madam, I would have done my job. Yeah, go on. Yeah, you haven't documented nothing then or done nothing about it. No, you have not. You have tried to protect your colleagues. Yeah, what you have done is interference in the course of justice. I'm clearly telling you, and I'm very precise in my wording, that I can prove criminal activities by them stuff. You are the insurance policy. You know that your company is not covered for criminal activities or them staff are not covered. And you're trying to push me to DAC Beechcroft and the rest of it down a civil route. How is that professional? How is that's... Go on. I'm more than angry about the situation. What are you trying to tell me that you tried to get reprimanded on all the criminal activities I told you your staff have done? You've done anything right about any of it? What have you done that's right? I told you what I told you where fraud is and where I can prove it. Okay, whatever. Yeah, because it's going to court anyway, and I can see you and the rest of them all in a lot of trouble. Go on, explain. Sorry, I don't mean to be offensive or rude to you at any point. Do you know what you should have put my life through? I'm tongue-tied, madam. I can't speak differently. It's a disability. It's a disability, and I explained to you. I'll show you the tongue under my voice is that I've got pressured speech. I went to speech therapy because of it. I've explained this to you in the recordings before. You've left me in here knowing exactly what your staff have done to me. Do you know how long you've afforded that? Do you know you never managed to get one of them cases in the 4 years that Lemmy and all the yous that went through that and all of the conditions that not one of them even got to a trial. But I had to write all the conditions. I told you I won all of the cases. Yeah, I've enough to meet. And I put my, no, it's for you to do fair investigations when yous are informed about your staff. You're supposed to do a fair investigation in regards to any issue. You have fraud departments, you have all these things, and you have not acted in accordance to the policies.
This woman, 18th of the 11th, 2021 at 12:00.